Look, we have to talk about it. There's just no getting around it. There's no changing it. There's no doing anything about it. We got 3 games left after this one. We're going to get through it together. We're going to find some meaning in these games, and we're going to take advantage of these opportunities, because right now, it sure doesn't feel like the Magic are. Let's get to it. It's a Monday edition of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is April 4th, 2022. My name is Philip Rosreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, there's opportunity out there, folks. There's chances. There's this last gasp, this last, statement you can make this season. And the Magic are kind of blowing it. Kind of letting it slip away. Why that's really important that they don't do that, regardless of the result, coming up here in just a moment. Plus, we'll talk about why Markelle Fultz's minutes are just so super duper important. We'll get to all that coming up here in just a moment. Before we do that, we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, no matter when you listen to us, whether it's first thing in the morning, whether it's right when we upload, no matter when you listen to us, we truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember the Locked On Podcast Network, it's your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. So the Orlando Magic's game against New York Knicks on Sunday was a stinker. 118-88. Magic were never really in it. They were struggling to shoot and just execute with Cole Anthony out for most of the game, with Markelle Fultz obviously not in the game, with Wendell Carter out, with Franz Wagner out. It's a lot to ask of this team to compete, and even against a team like the Knicks, it is a lot to ask of this team to compete and be at a high level. When they're down so many starters, the Magic just don't have the roster to sustain this kind of a loss. And obviously, it's the end of the season. Obviously, the lottery standings are probably a bigger focus for fans right now than the team itself. This season was never judged on wins and losses, and no more so than now. Right now, who cares what the result is? We're expecting losses. I'm not expecting the Magic to win the game the rest of the season. Which, frankly, to me, is still a very dour way to end what has been, in my opinion at least, a pretty optimistic season. A season that has shown a lot of optimism, especially the second half of the season. There are a lot of positive signs. A lot of work still to do, but a lot of positive signs. But this is frustrating because of those positive signs, because of the way the Magic have built themselves up, because of the way the Magic have played, it feels wrong that they're just drifting to the end of the season. It feels wrong that this season's just kind of going to end. This isn't good. Let me just put it that way. This isn't positive. You're not getting anything out of these games. If you're, Jamal Mosley's talked about this over and over and over and over again. The goal for the season is to get better every day, to compete every day, to improve every day. And right now, the Magic are playing and fielding a roster that does not allow them to improve, that does not allow them to get better heading into next season, to start preparing for next year. Now, again, I've said this numerous times, Wendell Carter should probably be done for the year. Jalen Suggs should certainly be done for the year. Healthy summer is more important for him. Franz Wagner with his sprained ankle, I won't be too, I would have liked to see him play 82 games, but I won't be too upset if he's done for the year either. I think we've seen what we need to see for him, and like everyone else, a healthy summer is more important. I'm not against that. I'm not against limiting guys' minutes. If that's what tanking is, I'm fine with all of that. As I've always said, though, If you have the chance to win, I expect the team to win. I expect the team to compete and try to win every game. And right now, that's not what we're seeing. And that to me is disappointing because I felt like this Magic team had built a culture where they will always compete, where they will not give up. They'll keep fighting. And they'll find a way to find pockets in the game to improve. And we're kind of, right now, we're kind of back to where we were in December where, you know, bad things happen and it just avalanches on this team. And again, they don't have the talent necessarily to compete. But, I want to see more games like we saw against Toronto on Friday where the Magic make plenty of mistakes, but they keep fighting, they keep grinding, and the game never gets out of hand. I know I say this every single time it happens. To lose by 30 says more about the losing team than it does the winning team. To me, you have to really try to lose by 30. And Orlando was down by 34 at one point in this game. They didn't put in the effort or the attention to detail that is necessary to even have a chance in these games. And that's kind of the big thing right now, is they've got three games left. There are three games left on this season. Three more data points, three more chances to show off. There's a lot on the line for some of these guys. And frankly, some of them are not showing it that way. Cole Anthony's got an injury, but he has really struggled in this opportunity to kind of reclaim how he was playing in October and November. And so what if he can't actually get there? So what if we've already concluded that he's probably better as a sixth man? Go out there and make us think about it. You know, play smart, but show off a little bit. Mo Bamba's got free agency coming up this offseason. He's putting up good numbers. Accounting stats are all good, but teams are beating him up on the inside. And without Wendell Carter out there, yes, the Magic's defense is still better with Bamba out there, but he isn't showing off like he is a four-year player or showing off like he's a guy that deserves a big contract. This is your last statement. The Magic need more guys like Markelle Fultz, who's obviously just happy to be out on the floor, and his goal is just to go out there and play. And he has done a really good job. The Magic function when he's out there. We'll talk more about Markelle coming up here. Be like Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner, his contract is non-guaranteed next year, and he is playing like it is not certain, and it probably isn't 100% certain, although I think it's like 75% certain. He's playing like it's not certain he will be back next year. He's playing like he is auditioning for a spot on next year's Magic roster and that he's auditioning for a spot anywhere in the league. He plays with energy and effort and intensity. And it may not be perfect. He may not be the best player. We're probably talking about a third center here. But Mo Wagner's finishing the season strong and doing exactly what this team needs to do. He is getting an opportunity to play. He's getting an opportunity to play nearly 30 minutes a game. And he is shining. He is standing out. Look, again, the Magic aren't expected to win games. I don't care if they win or lose any of these games. That part doesn't matter. What matters right now is playing with effort, playing with energy, playing with intensity, trying to play at least somewhat to the standard the team was trying to build and trying to coalesce around throughout the whole season. This is a time to double down on that. This is a time to be about that. And if you're going to build a successful program, a successful team, you will always be about your identity. You will always be about who you are. Yes, your ability to win on a given night might change based on who's out, but you don't change how you play based on who's out. And yes, maybe a rebuilding team can't quite get all the players they want or the specific players they want to fit into that puzzle because partly the Magic don't know what that puzzle quite looks like yet. But the Magic have to make this time matter. That's my big thing. It's like, again, I don't care whether the Magic lose these next three games. I really don't. I personally, yes, I like winning. I want to see the team win, and I think winning is still a valuable goal no matter what the lottery standings tell you. But the Magic have to make this time matter. They've got three games left. Every one of these players has three games left to show what they can do, to show where they belong, how they might fit, and to embrace some of the experiments perhaps that the Magic are trying in these last games. It's all opportunity. It's all a chance. And frankly, with the way the Magic starters especially played in Sunday's game, the way the Magic starters played even in Friday's game, it doesn't really feel like everyone's embracing the opportunity. It feels like everyone is looking ahead to the end of the season. And that's, you know, I guess that's fair. I guess that is okay. It's been a long year. And I will certainly admit, I am looking forward to the end of the season. I'm looking forward to this journey ending and beginning to look at the offseason and what lies ahead. But there's still time to get something done. And the Magic have to make sure they do take advantage of that. We'll chat a little bit about Markel Fultz coming up a little bit later, plus a look at the box score from tonight's game coming up, or from Sunday's game coming up in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at Built Bar. Look, we're already in April, a quarter of the way through the year. Those New Year's resolutions are in your rearview mirror. Some weeks you do really well with them, some weeks you don't. And that's okay. It's all a process. It's all a process of getting better. Really what you need is you need the energy to get you through it and a healthy snack to get you through your day and really boost your energy throughout the day. That's what Built Bar is. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. So throw that candy bar out. Give Built Bar a try. I've started putting one in my lunchbox every day. And whenever I have that hankering to go get a candy bar from the vending machine, I grab a Built Bar instead, and I'm pretty happy with the decision. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. They're low calorie, high protein. You can go to built.com, scroll down to the macros chart, you'll be blown away with the high protein, low cal, high fiber, and low carb options they have. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. They come in great flavors like mint brownie, coconut almond, and special flavors every single month. So check out the website to see what they have to offer. Best part is the Built Bars all taste like exactly what they say on the wrapper. It's amazing what they're able to do. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. Thank you for making Locked On Magic your first listen every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now podcast, nightly recaps of every NBA game with analysis from our local experts. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. Let's run through the final box score. There's not a lot to say about the Orlando Magic as they fall to the New York Knicks 118-88. Like I said, the Magic really struggled at the start. They were struggling to shoot. They were staying in the game a little bit defensively, but it really felt like New York was always going to kind of burst forward and really put some distance between them and the Magic. It was a bad game for Orlando. There's just no other way to say it. It was just bad. It was terrible. And Orlando had a nice run with Markel Fultz in the second quarter that brought the lead that gave them the lead very, very briefly. Put them ahead, but then the Knicks pulled away. And in the third quarter, they outscore Orlando 37-15. They dominate the offensive glass, just no force, no physicality. It really just, honestly, like it just looked like the Magic just kind of packed it in. Again, just not a lot of effort. You look at the plus minus, every starter for the Orlando Magic had a plus minus, outside of Cole Anthony, who only played 2.5 minutes, had a plus minus of at least minus 20. The bench, though, Devin Kennedy was minus 18, largely playing with the starters. Markel Fultz plus 1 in the game you lose by 30. Terrence Ross plus 4 in a game you lose by 30. Mo Wagner minus 1 in a game you lose by 30. Again, to me, that tells me who played hard. Because again, games you lose by this much, games where you're dominated this much, where you trail by as much as 35, it's more about the losing team than it is about the winning team. Because these are all NBA players. They're all NBA capable players. Again, the Magic are playing a lot of G League level guys, but they are more than capable of keeping a game within 20 points. The difference between 20 and 30 is effort, to be perfectly frank. And the Magic really let go of the rope in this one. Again, the best players all came off the bench. Mo Wagner, 18 points, 7 for 10 shooting, 9 rebounds. Whatever flaws he has defensively, which he has plenty, he makes up for in just his will and effort. The guy is always going hard, and you have to appreciate that. I was a Mo Wagner skeptic at the beginning of the year. I questioned the reason why the Magic re-signed him. I didn't think he played particularly well at the end of the season. I will take all that back. I will eat my crow. I'm a Mo Wagner believer now. guarantee that man's contract next year. I think he'd be perfect in the Robin Lopez role as that third center. I think that he is he'd be a really good contributor on this team, give them a little bit of an edge, fill in minutes when they need him to. He's a decent enough shooter. He plays hard every time he's out on the floor. He really treasures all those moments. He said, I mean, at least in postgame, he says the right, honest things about where the team is at and how they need to continue to get better and really focus on doing the right things. Mo Wagner's a guy I want around. He played phenomenal in this game. Markelle Fultz, 11 points, 4 for 8 shooting, 1 for 2 from 3 on a pull-up 3, 6 assists for him. I loved Markelle Fultz's game as well in this one. Did a really good job. You know, again, just the team functions when he's out there. It's just he's just such a good organizer, and he keeps dribble alive. You can't help but play with the right pace and the right energy when he's out there. It's night and day. And right now, I know the Magic really don't have any other point guards, with Devin Kennedy filling in the point guard role off the bench, but with Cole Anthony out especially. RJ Hampton, not a point guard, 100% not a point guard. Markelle Fultz is the starting point guard for this team next year. Just plain and simple. That's the only way to say it. Terrence Ross with a cameo performance, 11 points, 3 for 10 shooting, 1 for 7 from deep, 4 for 5 from the line. I actually liked how Terrence Ross played. I thought he moved really well. Obviously he's an organizer. He knows how to kind of set the tone for things too. You know, again, the Magic have kind of messed around with his minutes, a lot of DNP CDs for him. They're trying to give younger guys a look and an opportunity, which is perfectly all right. Terrence Ross helps this team. Yes, he could sometimes shoot the team out of it, but he helps this team, especially with this group. Just always in the right spot, just kind of keeps them organized because he does the right things. And it's not necessarily the shots, it's the little things. It's just being in the right spot for a play. When they set him up for a shot, he takes a shot. When he's cutting to create space for others, he cuts to create space for others. It's just simply knowing how to execute an offense and run through things. Really no other big scores for the Magic. Mo Bamba had 13 points, 12 rebounds, 5 for 13 shooting. He's putting up numbers, but I wouldn't say Mo Bamba's playing particularly well. I didn't think that he... Just no force defensively. Again, you look at the Knicks, they have 50 points in the paint, 25 for 40 shooting in the paint. Just not a real force. And again, Mo Bamba just does not get in the paint. I know Mitchell Robinson's a good defender. I know all that. But Mo Bamba, just not a factor inside at all. Just 2 for 5 on 2-point field goals. He took 8 3-pointers. The Magic struggled to get in the paint, 28 points in the paint. Obviously, they don't have a lot of their drivers. They only have Markelle Fultz, but this is a moment where Mo Bamba needs to stand out without Wendell Carter in there. His last chance to make a statement before his free agency, and he is not making a good closing statement. Let's just put it that way. Ignas Brazdeikis, 13 points, 5 for 12 shooting, 3 for 6, continues to do some nice things, play pretty well. Obviously, as a scorer, not necessarily as a defender, but again, just giving himself opportunities and taking advantage of them. Orlando shoots just 35.3% from the floor, 12 for 44 from deep. Again, not a lot of paint shots in this one. The Magic actually have more three-point attempts than paint attempts at 33. They're 14 for 33 in the paint. That's probably a bad thing, probably the reason why the Magic's offense stunk so much. 16 of 27 from the foul line. So the Magic actually get to the foul line in this game, but miss a ton of free throws. New York, led in scoring by RJ Barrett with 27 points. Obi Toppin with 20. Alec Burks with 19. Mitchell Robinson with 12. Emmanuel quickly off the bench with 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists on 8 for 19 shooting. The Knicks get 50 points in the paint, 20 second chance points off 13 offensive rebounds. Just a really poor overall performance from Orlando. A lot of that coming in the third quarter. That's where the distance in the deficit was really made. But the Magic were never really in this game. They mucked it up a little bit in the second quarter. Markelle Fultz got going, and that helped Orlando stay in the game. But just a really bad, bad performance. And again, one you want to forget. We want to move on from. We'll talk a little bit about Markelle Fultz and why his minutes are probably the most important thing for the Magic right now. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including this week's Masters Championship odds, podcasts, and reviews for all the different leagues this season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. I want to close today's show by talking a little bit about Markelle Fultz. I agree. It does feel like we're kind of beating it into the ground. There's only so many new things we can say about Markelle Fultz. Just generally, he's been really good. A lot better than I think any of us expected. You know, there's certainly a feeling, and I certainly feel this way, that we want to see more Markelle Fultz. We want to see him do more. We want to see him in bigger roles. And Jamal Mosley's been absolutely right to kind of keep him in somewhat of a limited role. If there is a minute restriction on him, if the Magic are being careful, they just want to get kind of dip his toe in the water, then they're doing things the right way. Mosley said that, you know, he doesn't want to do short bursts. He doesn't want to do like 5 minute bursts. He wants to do all at once, eight, 10 minute stretches where he's in the game. And obviously his minutes have started to creep up now as he played nearly played 22 minutes in Sunday's game. But the difference is just abundantly clear for this Magic team, and especially this team, how good Fultz is and how in command of things Fultz is. When the Magic have Fultz on the floor, they function at just a higher level, it feels like. It's not just the increased pace. It's the way they move. It's the way that everybody stays involved. This Magic team works at just a much better level when Fultz is on the floor. He creates this spark and energy. And again, Fultz is far from perfect. His defense still has some work to do. He's still going to continue to gain strength. He's, you know, his jumper comes and goes. When he gets to his spots, he's able to hit pretty well. When he doesn't, he can struggle a little bit. And teams are going to continue to lay off him and dare him to shoot. And that's fine. And Fultz is, again, I don't think Fultz has to be a knockdown three-point shooter. He just has to do enough to keep teams honest. And he has to be willing to take the shot. And Fultz has never been afraid to, at least in Orlando, has never been afraid to take that shot. When he is open, he will take the shot. If he's feeling it, he's going to take it. If not, he's going to keep attacking. And for the rest of the season, there's just not a whole lot else to gain. You know, again, we could say RJ Hampton needs to show us a little bit of something to cement his place. Or Cole Anthony could get back to his October, November levels. Although it's unclear now if Cole Anthony will play the rest of the season. It's Mo Bamba, you know, being a bigger presence for sure. There are certainly things individuals can show, but these Markelle Fultz minutes are by far the most important thing that's happening for the Magic right now. And again, I don't want to keep beating it to a pulp and keep repeating the same thing over and over again, but there's just not a lot new going on. There's just not a lot new to say, except that Markelle Fultz keeps getting better. He keeps getting more comfortable. He keeps trying new things. And his minutes are the most productive for the Magic. There's a reason why when Markelle Fultz is in the game, the Magic play better. And that's really a credit to Markelle Fultz. It's really a credit to his preparation, to his ability to play, his ability to come back. And yeah, maybe a little bit to the opponents that Markelle Fultz is playing. But he's not playing with spring chickens either, to be perfectly frank. Markelle's obviously got a long way to go, and obviously there's still another step in his recovery that's going to happen, and improvements that are going to happen this offseason. He's never had a healthy offseason. This will be his first healthy, regular offseason. There won't be a pandemic, you know, keeping him from the gym. There won't be an injury that he has to rehab. This is a big opportunity for Fultz to get better, and a lot of Magic fans have already penciled Fultz in as a starting point guard. I see no reason why that would be the case, at least with how the Magic's roster is currently constructed. Fultz has blown away all expectations, and his minutes right now are really the only ones that matter for a team that's, yes, waiting for the end of the season. That's all I got for today. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himmel, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, all the publicly available podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. Now that you're done listening to us, be sure to check out the Locked On NBA podcast. Locked On experts covering the biggest stories around the NBA every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. On tomorrow's episode of Locked On Magic, we'll reflect a little bit on what we learned from the NCAA tournament, some of the players that stood out, maybe increased their draft stock, maybe did not, where we stand on draft stuff. I'll be reissuing my big board on Orlando Magic Daily later on this week as well, so we'll get some draft thoughts in there. Plus, take a look at the Magic's game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Before we log off, a big congratulations to former Orlando Magic dancer and WWE superstar Naomi for winning the Women's Tag Team Championships last night, along with the Mandalorian herself, Cosca Reeves, Sasha Banks, at WrestleMania last night. Big ups to the Magic family there. Glad someone in the Magic family is winning gold this year. Congrats, Naomi. from all of us here in the Magic family. But that's going to do it for me. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic. This has been Philip Rossman. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.